Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedenick.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the days of our lives.
It is Friday, the 22nd, 29th of June. Get the right script on. 29th of June, 2018, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We are broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Ulksen, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, well, it's the beginning of a long weekend, and to be quite honest, I really didn't have anything planned for today. I just sort of showed up about half an hour ago, and I'm still kind of putting some stuff together, so who knows what the next hour has in store, but it'll be, as Dora said, chock full of happy funness and stuff like that, so... Stick around, it's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. Well, the World Cup is going on right now for all of you fans of the sweet sport. The beautiful game, whatever the hell it's called. Yes, association football is what I'm talking about. And right here on this show, we're big fans of British comedy and a great comedian by the name of Rick Mayall. And last time during the World Cup, Rick put together a rousing tribute to get the England fans going and to support their team. And since it's World Cup time again and Rick has sadly passed away, I thought it would be nice to pay a little tribute to him today.
Neil, are these lentils South African?
Well...
You bastard! You complete and utter bastard! Why don't you just go out and become a policeman? Become a police! There's no difference, you know. Ow, ow, ow! There's no difference, you know. You think there is, but there isn't. I suppose you hate gay people too.
Listen, just don't bring me down again, all right, Rick?
Okay, where's my bivo? Where is my bivo?
Here, here's mine.
This is my bivo.
Well, I just saw it lying on your desk. I thought you didn't want it anymore.
But look at it, it's half empty.
It was just lying there, Rick. What's a guy supposed to think?
Neil, what are you doing, Neil? To make a meal, Neil.
The meal.
From totalitarian vegetables. How much does it cost, Neil?
Well, actually, it's about £4.50 each.
£4.50? I'm not paying you money to eat black men. I can become a pig and do that for free.
Well, Rooney's on the attack here, and he goes for Collingson.
Onto the pitch, dear friends.
once more to raise up these walls with our English cheer. When the whistle blast blows in our ears, then imitate the action of the tiger. Stiffen the sinews, summon up the blood. Disguise fair nature with hard fevered force. Then lend the eye a skillful aspect. Set the teeth. Oh, gentlemen in England, bend up every spirit to its full height. On, on, you noble English.
On, on, you England, you noble Englishman. Come on, you England, you noble Englishman. On, on, you
were made in England. Show us here the metal of your footwork. Let us swear that you are worth your breeding. I see you stand like greyhounds in the slips, straining upon the start. The game's afoot. Follow your spirit upon this charge. Cry God a win for England and St. George!
on a carpet made for two, and dream dreams of
Our good friends, the Ensemble Theater Company, are gearing up for their upcoming season. I think this is their fifth season. I don't know. They've been at it for a while anyway. For those of you who are uninitiated, Ensemble Theater Company is a local professional theater group that performs at the Jericho Arts Center every summer. They take July and August, and they perform three plays in repertory, which means that I need to clear my throat, which means that the ensemble is made up of a group of actors, and each actor performs in two of the three plays, and the plays run in succession. So play number one runs one night, play number two runs the next night, play number three runs the third night, and then play number one runs the fourth night in that kind of rotation. And for the actors, it's a great opportunity to delve into some really meaty material, and you're not doing the same thing every night, but and you also get some time off too. I got to do it a couple of years ago, circumstances and schedules have prevented me from coming back, but it was a great experience, and it's a fantastic experience for the audience. They always pick really interesting and worthwhile and just important work, and you get to be exposed to some writers you may not be familiar with, and also some familiar writers but some material you may not be familiar with. And this year we're going into it looks like a lot of gritty legal courtroom kind of stuff. The first play is called Dark Road, and it's written by mystery novelist Ian Rankin. His name is probably familiar in shelves, especially in airports and grocery stores, but he's a best-selling mystery writer, and this is his first time writing a play. And it takes place in Scotland, and a very good friend of the show, the great Rebecca Walters, is playing the lead. And I like it because the poster, it looks like the... She's in you know, Scottish policewoman's uniform, and it looks like the thumbnail from one of those rural British small town murder mystery shows like Happy Valley, or what was the other one? Shetland was one we just watched, and what's the famous one? Midsummer. Midsummer. It's like one of these, you know, where you've got a strong female detective in charge trying to solve a mystery. So that's called Dark Road. The second one is A Few Good Men, which is, of course, a very famous film with Jack Nicholson and Tom Cruise, written by Aaron Sorkin, the man who also brought us TV shows like The West Wing and Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip, The Newsroom. He also wrote films like The American President and The Social Network. And A Few Good Men was probably like his breakout piece. It started out as a stage play and then, of course, was made into a film. And that's, of course, a very, very telling and relevant even today, because it's about events happening at Guantanamo Bay before it became a prison, and also just about the nature of military and defense policy and how it affects the people involved. And then the third play is by Martin McDonagh, who has become a very famous name with his recent winnings of Golden Globes and Academy Awards for the play Five Billboards, and Five Billboards. And this is called The Beauty Queen of Lenane. And it stars another friend of the show, Tanya Dixon Warren. And I don't have a lot of detail on that particular play, but it's Martin McDonagh, so you know it's going to be thoughtful and meaningful and maybe a little creepy. I was involved with a play called The Pillow Man a few years ago, where I got to play a father who tortured his son so he would turn him into a serial killer. It was lots of fun. So In Bruges is also another Martin McDonagh production. So Beauty Queen of Lenane. So those three plays, to recap, Beauty Queen of Lenane, or is it Lenane? I don't know. It's Irish. A Few Good Men and Dark Road, and they are all going to be performed at the Jericho Arts Center starting on the 12th of July and running through until late August. And we're hoping to get some of the folks from Ensemble here in the next few weeks to tell us more about the productions and what you can expect in that. But right now they've got a special a discount deal where you can see all three plays for $80, normally $105 value. Go to their website, EnsembleTheaterCompany.ca, or you can also check out their Facebook page. We've got them linked on our Facebook page, and Jericho Art Center also has links on it as well. So it's definitely it's a good value, and it's highly entertaining, and you get to see some of Vancouver's best theater artists at work in a very intimate setting at the Jericho Art Center. So Ensemble Theater Company, good friends of the show, and good entertainment for your dollar. Oh, a nice little guitar thing at the end there. That's Chris Kelly and Nicole Gibson there. Brand new song from them. Let's see. A couple of things closing this weekend. If you like the musicals, the classic Camelot, about King Arthur and them, are going to be closing this weekend. The last show is tomorrow at the Deep Cove Shaw Theater in lovely Deep Cove. It's Steps from the Theater. I love this little plug in the PSA. Deep Cove is a beautiful place. Steps from the Theater are coffee shops, restaurants, the stunning harbor, kayak rentals, and the Baden-Powell Trail, which heads to Quarry Point. If you wanted to get in some nature time, the drive is about 30 minutes, not in rush hour. So Deep Cove Shaw Theater, smack in the middle of Deep Cove. They're doing Camelot, the classic play by Lerner and Lowe from the 60s, reportedly John Kennedy's favorite musical, which is why his after he was assassinated, his time in office was referred to as Camelot. Anyway, our friend Alessa Shuchuk is playing Guinevere, and there's some other great performances in there as well. It runs tonight and tomorrow at the Deep Cove Shaw. You can check out deepcovestage.com to find out more about Camelot. And also closing this weekend at Pacific Theater at 12th and Hemlock. There's no nature walk close to there, but it's still a nice neighborhood. It's Acceleration, and it's directed by Charissa Hurt, who is part of the annual apprenticeship program at Pacific Theater. The play is written by Caroline Snitjatsky, and it debuted at the Vancouver Fringe Festival in 2017. It's been kind of worked and honed and edited and fixed and all the rest of it. Give a brief description goes, it's 2011. The world's top physicists are searching for the Higgs boson, the famous missing piece in our model of the universe. Graduate student Elise, who is struggling to piece back her own world in the midst of unsolvable questions, joins the search. But what we're looking for and what we find aren't always the same thing. So that's going on until tomorrow night at Pacific Theater. You can check out pacifictheater.org for more stuff about that. And there was one other thing here. Where is it? Here we go. Our friend Claire Lindsay, who was on the show a couple of months ago, talking about their play from the Encore. Between Shifts Theater Society in Squamish. They're doing a very special presentation of their play, The Gravitational Pull of Bernice Trimble, and that's happening tonight at. Where is it going to be here now? Oh, at the Eagle Eye Theater, which is in Squamish. The show's at 8 o'clock. Doors open at 7:30. This was a play that they ran at the Theater BC Festival in North Vancouver. The regional portion of it, they won that. So they get to go on to main stage in a couple of weeks. So to help celebrate that and help raise money for the trip, they are putting on a special performance tonight. It's only $20 at the Eagle Eye Theater in Squamish. The play is called The Gravitational Pull of Bernice Trimble, performance by Between Sheets Theater Company. You don't want to miss that.
I was born an original sinner. I was born from original sin. Paid a dollar bill for all the things I've done. I'd have a mountain of money piled up to my chin.
Don't mess with me. Hey, what's wrong?
I've been looking for a job since I came to Canada, and I haven't found anything.
Have you tried WorkLearn?
What's WorkLearn?
Part-time jobs on campus for international undergraduate students just like us help me find a great job that's actually related to my studies.
Wow! I'll have to check that out.
You should. It's good pay, good experience, and good for your career. Just look for WorkLearn postings at www.careersonline.ubc.ca. You can even ask your profs and campus staff if they can create a job for you.
To participate in WorkLearn, you must be an international student seeking an undergraduate degree in a participating faculty and registered full-time with a study permit valid for at least 6 months. For more information, visit www.careers.ubc.ca.
That's the sound of a goal scored in Goalball, a Paralympic sport designed for the blind and supported by UBC Vision Health volunteers. Players rely on their sense of hearing and touch rather than sight to play this fast-paced sport. Learn how you can play Goalball or get involved in other fun and meaningful volunteer opportunities supporting the blind and visually impaired community with UBC Vision Health volunteers.
Get trained to work one-on-one with an individual or with a group through our music therapy program and other volunteer programs. Participate in events spreading awareness about vision health and blindness.
Join UBC Vision Health volunteers through our Facebook page or email us at visionhealthvolunteers@gmail.com.
The iconic Rickshaw Theatre celebrates its 9 years as a music venue in the heart of Vancouver's downtown east side. The once movie theatre turned live music venue has hosted a number of legendary acts over the years, including The Sonics, Gary Numan, DOA, Buzzcocks, War on Drugs, Misfits, King Gizzard and the Wizard Lizard, and many more. To celebrate its 9 years, the Rickshaw has invited Art Deco, Sunbathe with members from Typhoon, The Intelligence Service, and Cartoon Lizard with a liquid light show by the world-renowned Mad Alchemy. For ticket information, please check out rickshawtheater.com.
Speaking of theaters, let's see what's going on at the Rio this weekend. You know, big Canada Day weekend. They usually have fun stuff happening. Tonight, they're doing a Grease sing-along. Yes, it's the 40th anniversary screening of the great John Travolta, Olivia Newton-John movie that we all know the words to all the songs, so we might as well just get out there and belt them out. Geekenders will be hosting, so you know it'll be a lot of fun, too. It gets underway at 7:30. Doors open at 6:30. There's a show tonight, and one tomorrow night as well. Let's see. Yeah, they're both at 7:30. Advanced tickets for tonight have already sold out, but there might be some rush seating available. First come, first serve, $22 at the door. And if you can't make it tonight, there will be another show tomorrow night at 7:30. Tickets are going fast for that one as well. So get on the Rio Theater website and click on the here to get your advanced tickets. Otherwise, it's $22 at the door. Also going on tonight, after the Grease sing-along, it's the midnight show is the final cut of Blade Runner. I guess that's the one without the narration. I don't know. There have been so many cuts of Blade Runner. It's hard to keep track. But this is the final one. This is the big one. So let's see here. In 2007, director Ridley Scott released Blade Runner, the final cut, the definitive edition, the workprint feature version, which has been, let me do that again, the definitive version, the workprint feature version, which has since been remastered for theatrical release. Catch it in all its director-approved Friday late-night futuristic digital sci-fi glory on the big screen, the way nature intended. And then, if you have the movie channel on your on-demand, the new Blade Runner with Ryan Gosling is running, so you can see the final cut tonight at 11, and then go home and watch the new one and compare them in that. So tickets are $12 at the door, $10 in advance. Movie starts at 11 o'clock. Blade Runner, the final cut, and then tomorrow. This is very timely, especially considering what happened this week with the retirement of Justice Kennedy off the U.S. Supreme Court. It's a documentary about United States Supreme Court Associate Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the notorious RBG. She's 84 years old and still inspired by the lawyers who defended free speech during the Red Scare. Ginsburg refuses to relinquish her passionate duty, steadily fighting for equal rights for all citizens under the law. Through intimate interviews and unprecedented access access to Ginsberg's life outside the court, RBG tells the electric story of Ginsberg's consuming love affair with both the Constitution and her beloved husband, Marty, and of all life's work that's led her to become an icon of justice at the highest court in the land. Well, in the land below us, anyway. So there's three screenings scheduled at the Rio for that show. Tomorrow night or tomorrow afternoon at 4:30, and then Monday afternoon at 4:15, and then Tuesday, July 3rd at 6:30. So it's a documentary, but it's she's a fascinating character, and definitely worth checking out. RBG at the Rio, and then let's see, the Grease sing along continues tomorrow as well, and then on Monday to celebrate Canada Day, it's. Well, I guess one of them is for Canada Day. They're showing the tragically hip doc, Long Time Running. That's going on at 6 o'clock. Plus the Talking Heads movie, Stop Making Sense, at 8:30, and that'll be finished by The Room at 11 o'clock. And it's kind of hard to justify The Room as a Canada Day movie, but you know there is a Rio connection because The Room was shown at the Rio and. Seth Rogen took his buddy James Franco to see it, and that turned into the making of the movie about The Room. What the hell was it called? I don't know. You know the one I'm talking about. Don't expect me to remember everything, you damn kids. Anyway, so that's going on Sunday night, Canada Day, at the Rio. So, you know, if you want to go to the movies, there's some options for you.
Take it to the top, take it to your soul. Ready to go back, are you ready to roll? Find it in that way, take it to go back. Ready to go back, are you ready to roll? Ready to roll. Ready to roll. Ready to roll. Ready to roll. Take it to go back, take it. Ready to go back, are you ready to roll? Find it in that way, take it to go back. Ready to go back, are you ready to roll? Ready to roll. Take it to the top, take it to a soul. Ready to go back, are you ready to roll? Find it in that way, take it to go back. Ready to go back, are you ready to roll? Ready to roll. Ready to roll. Ready to roll. Are you okay? Here we go. Roll.
ready to roll.
Sunday night for Canada Day. The fabulous Lana Lewis presents Les Goodman After Dark Canada Day Special, starring the amazing Dennis Mills as Les Goodman, Canada's favorite late-night talk show host. Be a part of your heritage, the annual Les Goodman After Dark Canada Day Party. Be proud, be loud. Les and his friends sing CanCon classics and obscurities with the After Dark Orchestra. Scott Fletcher, Taylor Little, Bob Pedersen, and Gord Rempel. It all takes place Sunday night from 9 o'clock on at Lana Lou's, which is at 362 Powell Street. Be there or be square.
Enabled FM chip in your smartphone can make the difference in an emergency situation by allowing you to still hear critical updates. It will also let you listen to the local FM station using 3 times less battery and 20 times less data than streaming. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
Thousands of opinions are at our fingertips. But are all opinions informed? Does your information have a source? Is your social feed based on fact? Only facts can uncover the truth. Professional journalists are committed to balanced and nonpartisan reporting, to independent commentary. They cut through the spin to give you the information and perspective you need. Journalism is essential to democracy, a watchdog over the powerful, an independent voice. Journalism is more important than ever.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Does anybody know where he's from?
From parts unknown.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it Monday
from 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
The Leo Ramirez Show at CITR, Mondays from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. El show de Leo Ramirez en CITR, lunes de 5 a 6 de la tarde.
I could listen to Leo talk all day long. What a great voice. Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver and parts unknown. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to artists of all cultural, sexual, gender, ability, and other identities. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. As I said, parts unknown. How about Stratford? How would you like to go and spend a season working at Stratford? They have a call out right now for someone who wants to be an assistant director for one of the plays at the festival's 2019 season. The festival's season begins in February of 2019 with the final plays opening in August. Assistant directors are usually required for 8 to 16 weeks within that time frame. Participants may be given the opportunity to choose a piece of classical text for the director's workshop presentation, slated for the fall of 2019. Workshop participants receive a fee, travel costs, and a housing subsidy. Applications must include a completed application form, a resume, a letter of recommendation, a personal letter, and a photo, and can be submitted by mail or email. Application forms and more information are available at stratfordfestival.ca/Langham Workshop. You must postmark your submission or email it by August 7th. Decisions will be made in November, and Canadian citizens and permanent residents will be given priority. Also in Ontario, the Shaw Festival is holding their general auditions for their 2019 season. They will be held in Toronto August 20th to 30th. If you want detailed information about that, you can go to the Shaw Festival website, shawfest.com/about/careers. Email applications to Casting Workbook. You can see submissions instructions in the links provided there. There's a masterclass coming up in the middle of July. It's the AWC Masterclass from the Vancouver Film School. The workshop is called Deborah Aquila Masterclass, benefiting the AFC, of the Actors Fund of Canada. The masterclass will enable you to be fully present, delivering an alive, spontaneous, and memorable performance using Alder technique. Strict attention will be paid to specificity and creating fully realized characters. Special guests include some local casting directors. Actors will be giving material beforehand in preparation for the intensive full workshop. The cost is $275 in U.S. dollars if you're a member of Actors Equity, and if you apply by today. If you apply after today, it's $375 U.S., and if you're not a member of Equity, it's $475 U.S. Proceeds from this masterclass are donated to AFC, which is formerly the Actors Fund of Canada. And if you find out more, you can email Michael. His address is Vancouver at awcmasterclass.com. The event is happening on the 14th of July. There's a job in Kamloops. The Thompson Rivers University is looking for a technical theater coordinator. The primary duty of that job is to coordinate all aspects of theater production for the theater program at TRU. If you want a full description, you can apply at tru.ca. We've got some Fringe Festival auditions coming up. Fringe Festival, of course, is happening September 6th to 16th on Granville Island and other places around Vancouver. The first one is a company called Earthona, and the play is called Aguirre's of Innocence. And that is, they're holding auditions on the 10th of July here at UBC. They're looking for two actors, two males, one to play the role of the adult William Blake. You could be anywhere from 35 to 75 to fit that character. William Blake, of course, the great 19th century poet, painter, and engraver. And then they also want another actor, a younger actor in his 20s, to play the role of the young William Blake. Both roles require singing. You can send your resume, headshot, and reel to Nembulon, N-E-M-B-U-L-O-N, at gmail.com. District 13 is doing Die Hard the Musical-ish for the Fringe Festival. They're holding their auditions tomorrow, the 30th of June, they're looking for an actor to play three roles, three African-American roles, Al Powell, a police officer, a limo driver, and Theo, the African-American hacker. The characters will sing parody versions of songs, including Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer and Bonnie Tyler's Total Eclipse of the Heart, and you must have some dancing skills. Looking for trained musical theater actors who have seen Die Hard and love parody, improv training or experience is also a plus. You can send your email, you can email your headshot and resume to markblackout@hotmail.com and make sure you put Die Hard audition on the subject line. And the third Fringe audition is happening tomorrow. It's for Dick Spacey. It's a sci-fi improvised radio play, and that is a kind of a film noir, kind of 40s style science fiction radio play, which will use a lot of improvisation, a lot of fun with sound effects, Foley instruments, and just a chance to muck about and play around a bit in front of an audience. The producers are Rochelle Goulter and Deb Sears, and their auditions, as I said, are happening tomorrow. If you want to find out more, you can send an email to Dick Spacey Show, DyckSpaceeShow, @gmail.com. Axis Theatre Company is looking for a stage manager for All My Friends Are Animals. This original play is a co-production between Babel Theatre and Axis Theatre. Performances will take place in the Russian Hall in Vancouver from September 18th to the 23rd. And there will also be some school performances included in there as well. The deadline for submission is the 4th of July. You can contact axistheatre.com to find out more about that one. Delinquent Theatre is doing a production of Never the Last, an original play by local writers Molly McKinnon and Christine Quintana, and that is going to be happening in March of 2019. Their auditions are taking place in a couple of weeks on Sunday, July the 8th. This is a multidisciplinary theater piece exploring the life and work of Russian-born Canadian 20th century music composer Sophie Carmen Eckhart Gramaté and her husband, German expressionist painter Walter Gramaté. And the show has been workshopped at Banff. It's been produced by the Electric Company and the Revolver Festival, part of the Anvil Theatre Centre in New Westminster. And now it's ready for a full production. And it'll be presented at the Annex Theatre on Seymour Street in April of next year. They're specifically looking for one actor to play the role of Walter, someone in his mid-20s to 30s. Any ethnicity is acceptable. Looking for someone with a strong movement background and some musical proficiency as well. The deadline for submission is Monday, July 2nd, and it's delinquentsubmissions@gmail.com is where you send your headshot. Theater Terrific is doing a show called Roy and Janet, an epic love tale of love, warring tribes and redemptions told with dance, chorus, live music, and the biggest puppet ever. This is going to be held at the in the open space, the atrium of the Woodwards building at Hastings and Abbott. And they'll be including the whole space, including the winding staircase, the pond, the whole inner court, the whole works. The auditions are at Green Thumb Studios, which is at Kingsway and Joyce.
in the old school building there. 5560 McKinnon is the actual address. The auditions are July 9th and 10th, and you can contact theaterterrific.ca to find out more about that. We've got Sebastian Kroon, another friend of the show. He's written a play called The Burden of Life, and that is going to be, it's a comedy about depression, and that's going to be produced in October. They're holding auditions tomorrow. Tomorrow's the 30th, and you can find out more by emailing Sebastian at ourothercompany@gmail.com. We got Sidekick Players in Sawasin doing Burn by John Muggleton. They are looking for one male actor in his 40s or 50s. The production's happening in October in Sawasin, and the auditions are happening now until tomorrow, you can contact the director at Pat Truelove, that's PATTRUELOVE @hotmail.com. We've got a Birth of the CPR musical by Alan Desnoyers, and that is happening in September. And that's going to be produced, it'll be performed across the province. Production venues will include theaters in the Lower Mainland, plus Penticton, Kelowna, Calgary, and Edmonton. And the auditions are this weekend at St. David's Anglican Church in Tsawwassen. They're specifically looking for a singer who is accomplished on guitar or mandolin, has some basic choreography, can do an English accent, and read lines, that kind of stuff. So, you know, nothing to it. You can do that. It's a traveling show, so there will be some travel money and some per diems and stuff included in your fee for the show. So, you know, it'd be worth checking out, get a paid gig there. That's Canadiana Musical Theatre putting that one on. Emerald Pig Musical Theater is doing Tony and Tina's Wedding. They're reviving Tony and Tina's after it's been gone for, oh my goodness, eight, nine years was when Horse Raven finally shut that down. But it was an institution in Vancouver theater for most of the 90s and the early 2000s. And it's going to be performed in Maple Ridge now by Emerald Pig. They're holding auditions tomorrow and next weekend at the Pitt Meadows Rec Center. They're looking for 15 men and 11 women to play a variety of roles in this interactive improv experience. They would help if you had some experience in improv or interactive theater, but you don't have to have it. It's not required. They want to see everybody who comes out. It's a great opportunity to sort of boost up your acting chops and that kind of thing. So contact Emerald Pig at epts@outlook.com to find out more about that. And two more quick ones. We've got Speakeasy Theaters doing Megan Gardner's Gross Misconduct. That's going to be at the Gateway in Richmond in February of next year. The auditions are July 2nd and 3rd at Carousel Theater on Granville Island. And United Players doing a play by Bertolt Brecht called The Life of Galileo, directed by Michael Farah, speaking of Horse Raven Theater. That's going to be happening in September. The auditions are July 7th and 8th at the Phoenix Room at the Jericho Hill Center, just up the hill before you go down to Jericho Arts Center. And if you want to find out more on these or other audition notices, you can go to VancouverActorsGuide.com or Vancouver Public Library at VPL.ca. And if you have a notice that you would like read on the air, you can share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page, or you can email us right here at DaveRadioPodcast@Hotmail.com. Well, there you go. That's our show. Happy Canada Day, folks. If you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shooting that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@Hotmail.com, and please like us on Facebook. On Twitter and Instagram, we're at CITR Dave Radio. If you missed any or all of today's show, or you want to relive glorious moments in the past, check out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. And stick around, because Audrey is up next, followed by Beppe at 2 and Nardwar, the human serviette, at 3:30. Dave Radio returns next week at this same time. Thanks for listening, and happy weekend. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Break apart.